Hello, thank you everyone for coming to my space or whatever. Oh, hey, what's up? What's up, babe? How's it going, yo? Yeah, I'm bored. I don't know. I was just kind of bored. I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, why not? What am I doing at this late hour? I don't know, man. I slept late. Yesterday, I slept at maybe 4 a.m. or something, and now I'm screwed. Now I can't get my life together. I mean, not like I had my life together to begin with, but you know. No, who am I kidding? I have my life together. I'm perfectly fine. I do great. Yeah. Like, what did I do today? I ate leftover pizza 'cause was having a discount, so we ordered like five pizzas, something like that. So it was good. And then we put the rest in the fridge, and then people took some of it back home, and then still have a heck ton of pizza, which is rad. Why would I have pineapple on pizza? That doesn't make any sense. Five large pizzas. Five large pizzas. Yeah. I like barbecue chicken, so I got barbecue chicken, and then there was like meat based, only meat based. And that was pretty good. I think that has to be my favorite. And then, was it? There were like three other ones, but had too many vegetables, so I didn't like that. What else? Oh, yeah, cheese. Yeah, cheese was there. It was good. And then, yeah, then the rest had like olives and green pepper, which was disgusting. I mean, it's not disgusting, it's just that, you understand. Oh yeah, there was pepperoni. Yeah, pepperoni was there too. Pepperoni used to be one of my favorites, but I don't like it anymore because I got sick of it. I've had it for maybe about 10 years and then I got tired of it. So now I'm okay with other things. The reason why I like cheese pizza is because they have a lot of sauce on it, and I like that on my pizza. I like my pizzas that way. And yeah. Anyway, that wasn't really what I ate. I ate udon. Udon was pretty good. And that's it. But that's okay because I had like a large amount of udon, so that's nice. I should probably get my jerky after this so that, I have something to chew on. pizza and udon. No, I had pizza the day before. Yeah. I had it yesterday. Technically today, I don't know. Wait. No. If it's technically today, then it should be 2 days ago. I had pizza 2 days ago. And then today, which by today I mean yesterday, I had udon. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And was pretty good. I liked it. Like, oh, and I had popsicle, and it's rare for me to get, you know, snacks like that, but I got the rare chance to go outside, touch grass, and I went to the store. They had popsicles. It was really cheap. It was like 12 popsicles for $7. And I'd say that's a pretty good deal, because the ice cream truck, as much as I like chasing after ice cream trucks, they are kind of a scam, because the ice cream costs about $3. Yeah. Or $4. Was it like, it was either $3 to $4. Kind of a ripoff. But then again, yeah, that is what I thought. Like, you're supporting small businesses, and they were nice people. Like, yeah. Ice cream truck drivers are such nice people. I've told you before. One gave me a ride back home because I ran 2 blocks down just to get ice cream, which is very nice of them. But I told you that story. And then the one from last year was saying that they'll keep my house in mind, which was very sweet of them. Yeah. Did you buy 2 popsicles from that person as thanks? I got like maybe 4 for $5. That was pretty nice. Maybe 4. I think I got maybe 4. Yeah. And then once I go get my jerky, it'll be a good time. Yeah. But today was kind of a chill day. It was just you know, just trying to figure out my schedule and everything. And what else did I do? Yeah. Time flew by today. I don't really know what I did. But, I mean, I guess it's a good thing that it wasn't so memorable, because that means things were uneventful, and sometimes uneventful is good. It's better than it being too memorable. Yeah, sometimes the nothing days mean a lot. Yeah. Yeah, and then I still have to go over some of the fanfics, which, by the way, kind of interesting. Yeah. What the heck? No. Get out of here. Why did Twitter suddenly give me a random request, you stupid? Don't do that. It's, pissing me off. Sorry. So where was I? Yeah, before Twitter, rudely interrupted me. I forgot. God damn it. What is up with my memory nowadays? Did you know that? This is kind of dark. It's just a little dark. I'm pretty sure you guys can handle it. Like, I think dementia runs in the family, so it'll only be a matter of time before I start showing signs, probably. And then it'll be like that one caretaker song. Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. So I'm not alone. That's comforting in a way. It's way too early. You think it's too early? That's kind of you. Live for a very long friend time. It's only a matter of time. That album broke me. Yeah, I did hear maybe up to an hour of it, but I do want to hear the full version of that one. I think that's an experience. Yeah. It's too early to show signs. With me, though? But I've lived for a really friggin' time. Last part of the album is hard. Yeah, it kind of is. Like, because everything gets a little chaotic and there's that little flicker of nostalgia, and then it's just silence. Pretty sad. Yeah, but the same person released a song maybe about a year ago. Google says symptoms can show in the 30s. You're like 3,000 years past that. How do you know it's 3,000 years past that? Huh. Oh, man. My neck. My back. Oh. I'm at my computer right now, but maybe I should just go to bed. Yeah, I should go lie down. Oh. Can you give us a neck crack? Well, I can try.
No, I can't do it. I could probably crack my back though, but I can only do that if I'm lying down, obviously. I can't do that while I'm in my chair. Give me a second. Dude, I really want to play Pokemon Sleep. Pokemon Sleep would be great. Like, you know what? Let's do a Pokemon Sleep watch along right now. Because I haven't seen the entirety of that thing. All right. Let's see. Oh, wait, I can't watch it because the sound is probably gonna carry through. Oh, that sucks. Never mind. I guess we won't watch it. Damn. Well, I'll just pretend that it was very cool and everything. It looks pretty feature packed. Yeah, it seemed like it. And, oh, what was it? Yeah, but that one has a battle pass. So, it was a battle pass or season pass or something like that? Ugh. Yeah, there's the battle pass for sleep, which is gonna be pretty exciting. Like, how are you gonna catch legendaries? I feel like I could do really good. I'm gonna do so good, 'cause if I had the opportunity to be bedridden all day, I would. Like, I don't know. What if I was in, like, in this, like, long, long, long sleep, and then what would happen? Haha. And then what? Would I catch a Mew? Would I catch my Latias and Latios? And what else? It's called a coma. I know it's a coma, but I didn't want to explicitly say it as all. Yeah. Would be nice if I can dream about the progress that I've made in Pokemon Sleep. That would be really cool. Pokemon sleep strats. First, get into a coma. Yeah. That would be interesting. Have I had any interesting dreams lately? No, not really. It's been very chill, I guess, I suppose. Somewhat. Yeah, I mean, as long as I'm not dreaming, that means I'm having a good time. Don't dream, your dreams are scary. I know. It's not the best ones. Like, do people have good dreams where they wake up feeling refreshed and thinking, wow, that was a good dream? Do people have that? Is that something that happens? You guys have dreams? What kind of dreams are we talking about in this case? No. No. I was happy. Why is it in past tense? Interesting. And then I woke up without both my legs and arms. Ooh. Yeah, don't we miss those days when we convinced ourselves that we could fly? And now those days are gone. Unless you can lucid dream, that would be cool, I suppose. Yes, we could pretend that airplanes in the night skies. Yeah. Imagine you fell asleep while the space is going on. Well, actually, I did that the other day while I was talking with my friends. Yeah. I just kind of put it on speaker and, I mean, I was in bed and I just kind of fell asleep. And they were kind enough to disconnect me from the voice call, which is nice. Otherwise, I don't think I've been talking in my sleep, but if I did, that would have been real awkward. It'd be funny, maybe. Well, I don't snore. I sometimes snore, but I don't snore. Snore. There's this one time when I fell asleep during a Discord call and my friends insisted that I was snoring really hard. Well, that's because you did. I know you. I know everything about you. And you would do that. That's not gaslighting. Yes, you did. No, but jokes aside, I have to get ready to study for this week. I'll just like
do some like quick studying and then go and then I'm done. Yeah, I have to study for something. And I've passed it before. I think I surprisingly do not so bad for tests. So I'll just do something about that. I hate studying. Well, does anyone here like studying? Like, think about it. Don't run over too many. Oh no, it's not that kind of test. It's a written test, so that's okay. Yeah. Maybe lying down was a bad idea. But I'm so bored. I'm so bored, but I don't want to play games. I want to play games on my Steam. But, like, if I had to, then I would have to get on the computer. And I don't want to get on the computer. But like I wanna do something, but I don't wanna be on my computer. What do you want us to do? I don't know. Give me an idea. Give me a good idea. Do something. Play games in my phone. I already play games in my phone. It's not the same. You don't understand. Finish Monster Hunters. I don't even know what the story's about now. Get a Steam Deck. Well, actually, I did get a Steam Deck. 'Cause, I didn't want to be on my computer all day. But the battery dies too quickly, and like, I don't have a good charger for it. And it dies in like 2 hours. By the way, if you're thinking about getting a Steam Deck, don't get it now. You have to wait for a few more years. Apparently, there's going to be a Steam Deck version 2 with longer battery life and just better optimized overall. So you should wait until it comes out.
As for me, I bought it because I couldn't wait for that long. Just buy a charger. It doesn't work. You bought it because of the 20% off? Yeah, it's probably going on sale because they're preparing for Steam Deck 2. That's probably why. Wait. What does that mean? I'm gonna have to look it up. What's that supposed to mean? Oh, FOMO. Oh, the fear of missing out. That's what it is. You could read some manga. I don't read manga. You don't understand. You just don't understand. Like, it's been a while since I've read manga. Oh, chat died. That's whatever. Go take a walk. I can't take a walk at around this hour. I mean, I have before. It's very nice. And sometimes when the sky is clear, you get to see the stars. And you'll be like, hey, oh, that's the Big Dipper. That's the Little Dipper. Oh, that brightest star over there. So, I don't know, Jupiter. This is super cool. And sometimes you can see shooting stars, which is nice too. But, like, it's dangerous to go around so late. You never know what's gonna happen. The outside world is such a dangerous place. You have to watch out. Or else you're going to, like, get stabbed, like, and then done. And then you can't even scream for help because it's too late. Nobody's going to be walking around. You'll just be bleeding on the sidewalk. Maybe you'll be found out after 3 hours later. Not really, just stab first. Oh, like Wolfenstein. Yeah. Maybe that's a good idea. But I don't know, it's just kind of hardcore. Wear a chainmail. Oh, I saw a short regarding that one, like chainmail. Wow, didn't think it would actually protect you from stabs too. And that one was unexpected. Oh, you saw that one too. Oh, wow, that's weird. When did you get it? I got it like today. Did you get yours today? YouTube connect the world. Whoa, you got it last week. I see. So it was trending last week. Whoa. Maybe we watch similar things. Who knows? The chainmail one. Yeah, I saw that like today as a shorts thing. Well, that's cool. That or the microphone is listening. Yeah, the microphone is listening too. There is that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It is pretty creepy. My phone, I have a Pixel, and sometimes I'm just talking about a completely random subject, right? And I have never looked this up before, but suddenly in the recommended article list, it comes out. That's weird. Like, I was talking about Shakira, let's say, for I don't know, for I don't know, some random reason, but I never Googled Shakira before. And the next day, I get recommendations about Shakira. That's why you never talk around your phone. Yeah. Kind of toxic, though. My Alexa has gotten snappy lately. I'm scared. Don't be scared. It's probably just PMSing. Spoons, spoons. What? Why do you want stuff about spoons? Weirdo. Don't let your Alexa hear that. Well, the thing is, I don't use Alexa. I don't use Google. I don't use any voice recognition softwares. Because, first of all, I don't want anything listening to me. And I'm a little old-fashioned, and I believe that I can just look it up by myself instead of having to ask and rely on some nobody. Because I'm independent, just like that. Well, guess what? Cortana's gonna go away. So suck on that. Yeah, and someone was telling me that like a lot of people used Cortana or some stupid thing like that, and Cortana's going away. Why would Cortana be going away if everyone's using it? Obviously, that's not true. Yeah. Cortana serves zero purpose. Cortana should kill herself now. She did. Sad. But it had to happen eventually. Oh, and tomorrow I'm gonna go outside, hang out with my homie, and we're gonna play cards. Yeah. think about a week or two ago, I was playing cards with, Mahomies. No, my homie. And yeah. And we played Uno, and we played Speed. And Speed got really competitive. And in total, I think we ended up playing cards for 3 to 4 hours. And yeah, Speed was pretty intense because the sun went down and it was pretty dark, and one of us had to hold the phone flashlight so that they can play Speed. Yeah, things were intense. How about poker? I don't know how to play poker. Yeah. 'Cause I'm pretty innocent like that. I don't know how to play poker or any of those types of card games. Not sure how to play it. But I know how to play Slapjack. So that's also good. What the heck is a rat slap? Ooh, and then I know Joker. Joker's pretty fun. No, I don't know how to play blackjack, but I know how to play slapjack. Yeah. Oh, you guys don't know what slapjack is? So, okay. You divide the cards evenly between the people who are playing, and you're not allowed to see the cards, but you need to keep tossing out cards, like, by taking turns either clockwise or counterclockwise, whichever you prefer. And if Jack comes out, then you have to like slap the card before anyone else. Yeah. And like the last person who slaps the card has to take all the card pile, and whoever runs out of cards wins. Yeah. So you do slap the card, yeah. Actual slaps. How many injuries did you have at the end of the game? No, just. It's all fun and games. I haven't heard of Slapjack in over a decade. What? Is that an old game? I didn't know that. Do you play Old Maid? Yeah, I think I know what Old Maid is. It's like whoever ends up with Joker loses, I think. Well, I mean, card games are classic. There's no such thing as old or whatever. It's card game's a card game. Yeah, I can play goldfish. What kind of question is that, buddy? Oh, did you play Mafia? Indirectly, yeah. Do you have the one friend? Oh yeah, they can shuffle cards very well. Yeah. And I want to copy them, but I couldn't do that. So what I usually do to cards is, I just put it on the ground and just like smush it around and hope for the best and gather the pile again. And hope that it's sorted properly. I can do the rainbow shuffle. Good for you. Wow. I don't even know how that's supposed to look like. Yeah, but my friend was able to do really some really good shuffling. After how did they do it? They overlapped the they like split the card in half. And then, with each card pile separated, overlapped on top of each other. Yeah, by using her thumb to sort them out, and then after that was done, made a little mountain to make sure they all get shuffled properly. Yeah, that was really cool. And that's how you get all the ladies. You mean a dovetail shuffle? Dude, I have no idea. All I know is I looked cool. Maybe it was bridging? Maybe? Is that what this is? The Riz shuffle, yeah. Wait. Do you ever have an Uno game that went on for too long and you need to take cards from the middle and reshuffle them many times? I didn't do that. What I did was that if we ran out of the card pile, then we'd have that one card that's already that's at the very top. That's for the rest of them. Just flip them over and then play the game. No need for shuffling or all that. Yeah, but when I was playing Uno, recently, they didn't want to have that jump in rule or have the zeros and the sevens. It was a lot more straightforward. Cowards. We had a message your ex or draw 25 cards card. Oh. Oh, that's kind of messed up. Yeah. I mean, with a rule like that, no wonder why you've been single for 10 years. I'm just kidding. But what if you don't have an ex? Then what? Do you just automatically draw 25 cards? What's the most cards I've seen someone pick up? Maybe like 12? Maybe? Yeah, didn't really remember. 25 cards. Wow, that's yeah. I mean, as for our rules, like we don't get that. 'Cause like our rules, you can put out like multiple cards at the same time as long as the numbers are the same. So it's kind of like the jump in rule, except that, well, you don't really jump in. You can just put it out there all at once. How does someone draw 24 cards? Is it like draw until you find the right card or something? 'Cause yeah, we only get cards if we don't have the card. And so we just like take a card and move on to the next person. Yeah, plus four, plus four, plus four. That's just 12. Stacking plus four and plus two. Really? You can do that? I thought plus twos can only match up with plus twos and plus four only with plus four. Mean, that's how I've always played it. Yeah, it depends on the house rules, yeah. Interesting. Did you see that official Uno said that you cannot counter plus four with another plus four? Well, I didn't know that. Well, nobody plays the rules exactly the way Uno wanted them to, so. It's whatever, honestly. Official Uno doesn't play their own game. Yeah. Meh. Yeah, they don't know how to make fun games. They're boring. And someone replied to it, "You don't know how to play." Damn.
Oh, thank you, Aquatic. Thank you. But yeah. Oh no, I didn't really win. But that's because of the house rules. Now, if I played with the official rules in mind, I would have won. But it's fine. No need to get competitive. It's not worth it. Yeah, I guess competitive is good. It really depends. It really depends. Oh, thank you, Hobo. So, like, Uno, where was Uno made, and why is it Uno and not one was made by, was made by the Spanish people. What was it? Oro Kuroni Daisuki, thank you. Don't yawn. Or you're gonna yawn. I'm gonna yawn. Man. Tired, just a wee bit. Oh, we're so close to 2 years already. Gonna need a new member icon soon enough when we hit 3 years. Well, actually, regarding that, don't you already have something beyond gold? I'm pretty sure there's something beyond gold to watch. Exactly. Oh, thank you, Atlas. Thank you. Crony, give us a grandfather clock. You wish you were a grandfather clock. No, you don't. Blackout 31, thank you. But what should be beyond rainbow, though? What's more special than rainbow? Like, radioactive? What could it be? Oh, come on, Atlas. I pretended that it was a gift sum. You don't have to actually do it. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry that you've lost control of your life, but hey, join the gang. Let's go. Let us go, my friend. Let us change for the worse, my friends. Keep saying that we should all do better, but just for today, let's all just change for the worse. Thank you, Oyachi. Man, I'm saying thank you. Let's change for the worse. Let's just go. Let's just wait until the sun comes up. And we will die a very epic death. I will be the worst possible person I can be. Let's go. That's the spirit. What time is it for you guys right now? We can spoil ourselves. Let's go. Thank you, Thistle. Oh, thank you, Code Lucky Kun. 3 a.m., 5 p.m., that's whatever. Those are amateur numbers. We can go higher than that. Wilden. Schwilden. Goals, passions, nah, just spite and anger. That's right. Which, by the way, spite and anger are pretty much the same thing. They're synonyms, so better come up with something else. Can we get much higher? You mean, can we get much lower? Oh, Gunpuku. Let's freaking go. Thank you. You better not be drinking again. Because otherwise your liver will give up on you and you'll end up in the hospital. And that would suck. Yeah. Where was I? I don't know why it keeps leading to talks about hospital and death. I think that is a very common theme. But you know, time is associated with death, so it's fine. It makes sense. Sam goes by Baguette No Sleep Company. Thank you. No sleep company. No sleep. Just don't sleep. And Lynn, thank you. Thank you. Let's go. Don't be such a doomer. My bad. You know what? Life is beautiful. Life comes at us with unexpected things. They hit you with unexpected circumstances, but it's beautiful. Life is beautiful. Life is my waifu. Oh god, I just cringed. I'm getting goosebumps. Oh, wait. Sorry, I was getting goosebumps, like, on my back. That was weird. Why do people keep pinging me so much? What's wrong? What's happening?
I said it wrong? Waifu is my laifu? Nah, man. Nah. Nah, that's not possible. It's not possible. I tell you, I promise you. Having a waifu for laifu is not possible. Like, you think that person is a keeper, right? And then you actually get to know them. It turns out that, like, it's not good. It's actually not that good. You wish you could go back to those days where you actually didn't know them instead. So, nothing like waifu for laifu, because if you get to know someone for a long time, then you'd be like, oh man, stop, go back. But laifu can be my waifu. Yeah. But waifu cannot be your laifu. Just saying. Yeah. Laifu for waifu. Yes, we just accept life as it is because it is what it is. Preach. And you gotta be your own waifu sometimes. I want her to scar me part. What? Excuse me? Are you a masochist? Is that what that is? Yeah, but I mean, laifu, she looking kind of bad, honestly. Like, is she bad? Yeah, she is. Is she good? No. But is she bad? Yeah. Yeah, she just my type. She could ruin me. She could be my world, but she could be my nightmare too. Wow, what could it be? Actually, just kill me. I mean, she will eventually. She could save me, but she could break me too. Yeah. just the thought, man. Yeah. Dude, life. What is life? Oh, that's hot. That's hot. Sorry, I was just like thinking about it, and it was just a. Oh, you're choking on your drink. I'm sorry. Well, I hope you're. mom didn't barge in like just exactly at that timing, because that would be quite sad, I suppose. I don't know. Oh, Water Mama is here. Oh, no. Oh. Oh. Oh, kikoenai de kudasai. Ima no wa mistake. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, actually, I mean, Water Mama, I think, would understand just a little bit. Oh, Kobeni's car, thank you. Beep beep. Yeah, I think Water Mama would understand, like, she is pretty based after all. I think she would know. Yes, indeed. Water Mama is so understanding. She is based. But I'm cringe. What about me is cringe? What can I do to be not cringe? Do tell me. I'll try to fix it. Everything. What am I supposed to do? You're cringe and that's based, huh? Just be cool. That was always pretty cool. You know what? I think I've been cool all this time. 'Cause, like, I've been chill throughout this entire space. So, checkmate. Well, what am I supposed to do that's not cringe? My goodness. If you tell me, I can do it right now. Talk about taxes. Tax evasion. Yoshi did tax evasion. I looked that meme up before as to why exactly Yoshi did tax evasion, but I forgot. It's been a while. And chat is dead. Let's go. Okay. Oh man. Don't we all love a bit of YouTube? Do, 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 do. I'm just gonna chill. Well, I'm assuming that everyone can still hear me, so. Donkey Kong? Oh my god, I only typed it as Donkey Kong instead of Donkey Kong Country. Oh my god. I just noticed that, really? Lame. Okay, let me see. Can I fix this on mobile? Oh, I can't fix it on mobile. You know what? The gist is there. I don't need to. Oh, I'll have to fix it actually. Oh, we are so back. And we are back. Oh, man. Dude. You know, recently. No, never mind. I can't tell you. But yeah, I guess I'll never be able to tell you. Nah, it's okay. You'll find out eventually, I'm sure. Now, who's the coward? Well, you see, if I actually say it, I don't think you guys would be able to handle it. So, it's better that I don't say anything. Oh, dude, please go on. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, now it's don't tell us, okay. Yeah, it's all good. I'll let you guys know some other time. We didn't want to know anyway. Okay, reverse psychology, I see. Secrecy is kind of cringe, though. Oh, really? You know, I agree. So, tell me your credit card number and the three funky, quirky digits and your mother's maiden name, since secrecy is pretty cringe, I agree. Okay, 4, 2, 5, 6, 6, okay. Finish it. Do it, you won't. No, no, no. The full credit card number. Cowards. Just saying, though, don't actually say your credit card number, okay? I don't have a notepad with me right now. I can't do it right now. Oh, now privacy is cool. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Privacy is kind of cool, I guess. Only when it's convenient to us, I guess. My back. Muck Zuckerberg. Who's Muck Zuckerberg? Your back is also cringe. I agree. That one I agree. The back is a little cringe. Okay, but to be honest, this might either be a hot take or a cold take, but if I had to choose between the Lizard Man and you know who right now, like, I would probably go for the Lizard Man. Like, yeah. Just saying. Like, they're all pretty bad. But, like, how should I say? Like, the other side is, like, openly, you know, stupid. And then the other side is, like, an actual lizard. Like, actual, like, snake behavior. But it's not, like, openly ass, you know? I mean, yeah, Like, I'm on the platform, yeah, but so is everyone. And not like we have any other better alternative out there. Be careful, probably listening and gonna take actions against you. Okay. But like, even if I want to save myself, I don't want to say like, oh, praise be to amazing, to our amazing creator. I don't want to say that. I really can't say that. Or you say something good to it. Thanks for keeping it around for this month, I guess. Well, and if you get to keep it for next month too, thank you for keeping it so long that I could use it for next month too. Now try making it sound believable. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm just so grateful that I get to use this wonderful piece of technology for this month. And if I can use it for next month, that would be even better. So thank you so much. Yeah, I don't feel it. Well, yeah, there's no soul in it. And cut. YouTube recently, I keep saying recently, it's not a recent feature, but I saw that there was an option for podcast. And I was thinking, well, like, how do you do a podcast? Like, I haven't seen any podcasts going around on YouTube, to be honest. Start one now. I've never listened to a podcast before, so I don't know how that's gonna work. I have listened to a bit of the what was it? I want to make sure that I get the name right. The Mandela catalog, because that was recommended to me by a friend from some time ago, like a few years back. And yeah, it seemed interesting, so I've been meaning to listen to that. The what catalog? The Mandela catalog. Yeah, it's like a horror thing. Yeah. Podcast is just like a conversation. Really? Oh. It's like, yeah, there's like horror, and maybe there's a bit of Lovecraftian, but I'm not too sure. This is technically a podcast right now, really. And there are different types of podcasts where, you know, there's something like the Mandela Catalog where it's just more of like an audio drama. And I suppose there's a podcast where it's more like an interview. Or I guess there's a more like the radio where you get to interact with the audience directly. Gemini Home Entertainment. Oh. Yeah, so, okay, like a recorded conversation, okay. I was gonna say something. Oh, you know, like, I think my, ooh, I'm getting kind of excited talking about this, but, there's this one video that's kind of creepy. It's called Don't Look Up, and there's a video, and if you watch it in the dark, I think it's kind of immersive and a little creepy. And they have this they mimic the public service announcement where they're warning that you're not supposed to look outside. Yeah, you're not supposed to look outside and keep your curtains closed. And then there's an interruption in the announcement that they should be looking at the moon. Yeah, that one was creepy. Yeah, like I was watching it in the dark and I got a little spooked. Yeah, the one with the moon. And they were like, oh, the moon is so pretty. And the frequent interruptions. Oh, is that what it was called? Local 58? Oh, yeah, it does sound familiar. Local 58. Wait, is this what it is? Oh, it's so creepy. Don't like the face. That's a little creepy. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Ooh. Wait, let me see. Is it the Don't Look Up? Wait, let me look up the title. Local 58 Moon. Yeah, it's the emergency broadcast thing.
Oh, the thumbnail is kind of creeping me out. Ooh. Okay, let's see. Moon. Or is it don't look away? Wait, I'm gonna look it up. Don't look at the moon. Oh yeah. Let's see. There is one that says, oh God, these images are creepy. Ooh.